authors of a comic book that provides some interesting insights into Pakistani Indian heritage. And also coming up in our next hour, you'll have a chance to meet some young magicians who are going to talk about their passion for magic and National Magic Week, which starts today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Dawn's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own player as well as convenient links to TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, and Radio Garden.
Oh, Mr. Tuck, what good's it do? They love your chair, but nobody cares for you. Egyptian nights were never colder. Oh, now your friends are thousands of years older. Whatever happened to that gang down by the Sphinx? Seems we're only 40 winks away. Hey, those girls in Cairo with their belly button jewels made you play the fool yesterday, yesterday. And now you keep in shape with Elmer's glue, 'cause you're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues.
Oh, Mr. Tuck, they love the mass, yeah, but do they love your honey, sweetheart? Don't ask. Wear those baby browns and that pearly smile. That smile drove them wild by the early night.
You make one terrific hieroglyphic, don't you, bro? Centuries of standing sideways turned you to a pro. Oh, those girls in Cairo who filled your heart with lust, oh, they've all turned to dust yesterday, yesterday. And those bandages don't do that much for you, 'cause you're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues.
Oh, Mr. Tuck, they love the tune. That golden leaf brightens up the room. But what's the diff if you're a stiff? What riff they're playing? Your ears have spent 5,000 years decaying.
What does it matter what possessions you may boast? Oh, when you're just a ghost, it's only jive. Clive, your sarcophagus is glowing, but your esophagus is showing. Who cares how rich you are, love? You still look like Boris Karloff. Call Nautilus, they might even refund your dues, 'cause you're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues.
Oh, Mr. Tuck, you wait and see. Another few thousand years, they're gonna dig up me.
They're gonna dig up me.
I'll have all my little treasures here at hand. A CD of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. A little Maui Wowie dried up, crumbled in a bong. A letter from my honey saying, love you kids so long. Some peanut butter sandwiches, long return to sand. Oh, not much gold or silver, but tut.
I think you'll understand that in my way, I'll be just like you. All wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues. All wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the group known as Hot Soup, and I think you are going to enjoy what we have scheduled coming up for you in this hour of SLB. Please stay tuned. You're going to hear some remarkable youth, beginning with three students who just were honored with a 2025 Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award for a work they created, which is called A Predicament of the Past. And it was inspired by their desire to reflect on and share information about their Pakistani Indian heritage. And you'll get a chance to learn more about them and to meet them in just moments here at SLB.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at NorthsideSandwichWeek.com.
Listening to the Saturday Light Brigade on a smartphone, tablet, or computer is as easy as visiting slbradio.org, where you'll find an easy-to-use audio player to hear our live program on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern and a 24/7 stream of past programs at other times. You can also hear SLB on free apps such as TuneIn, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, and Streama by opening the app and searching on SLB or the Saturday Light Brigade. The internet is a great way to join us from anywhere in the world from 6 a.m. to noon Eastern.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be talking about magic in about half an hour with some youth magicians who are going to be with us. But first, we're going to talk with three people who have come together. They are siblings, all to talk about their heritage. I've looked at their work. There's beautiful artwork that's come together. You can see it at the Teen Media Awards website. But it's a pleasure to welcome Saif and Zoya and Sophia. I'd like to begin just by getting to know each of you. And why don't we go in order from oldest to youngest? So Saif, we'll start with you. If you could tell us how old you are, maybe where you're going to school and just some things about what you like and how you spend your time.
Of course. Thank you for inviting us. My name is Saif Farouk. I'm 18, but I'll turn 19 next week. I'm currently a freshman at Point Park University. I'm exploratory, but I'm interested in getting a photography major. I think I'll do that next semester. And mostly I just... My biggest hobby is photography, but I also greatly enjoy spending this time with my family and siblings, we get together, we read books or watch TV, or in this case, we wrote an entire comic book together. That's one of the better parts of being together like this, I think.
Yeah, I'm curious to learn more about that, too. What about you, Sophia?
My name is Zoya.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading my notes incorrectly. Zoya, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm 16 years old, and I currently attend PA Cyber. And I like to do dance practice and sing and spend time with my family in my free time and read a lot.
What kind of dance do you enjoy?
I like doing K-pop dancing.
Nice to meet you. And now, Sophia, who's at the end, youngest, but in the middle in our studio here. Tell me about yourself, Sophia.
I'm 11 and a half years old. And I like reading, playing, doing dance practice with my sister, singing, and spending time with my family, watching TV, going outside.
You sound very active. What do you like to do when you go outside?
I like going on picnics and to the movie theater and drive-in.
Oh, very nice. Now, I am curious about how this all came about. You created this work, and it sounds like you had a real passion for putting this together. It's called Predicament of the Past. Can you tell me about the title and why you chose the title?
Well, the comic book is about waking up and going into the into one's past life. And I suppose it's pretty straightforward. They just had a problem to solve, which was they'd been transported back to their past lives, and they had to find a way back home. And I guess predicament was the best word we could use for that. I think we were looking for alliteration.
That makes
sense.
It's
a pretty good title.
Now, how did you... It sounds like this, the comic book stands on its own in terms of plot, whether it has heritage interwoven or not. Is that true? I haven't had a chance to read it. I haven't seen it, so other than the cover, so I don't know the plot very well.
Yes. Now, this is the first of the project of this kind that we've ever done. It stands alone, and it's a pretty straightforward plot, I think.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the characters and the story?
Of course.
There are three brothers. Their names are Shahrukh, Salman, and Amir Khan. And it's really about them. They just go into the past one day, and into their past lives, where they discover that one is a king, one is a peasant, and one is an assassin. And they have to try to get back to their regular time. And
what else? To get back, they have to die.
Yeah, and then the villain tries to kill all of them, and then he succeeds, and they get back to their past, present lives.
Interesting. So you sort of have to set life, you're changing the future a little bit by going back into the past, it sounds like. Sophia, what parts of the book did you especially like being a part of and helping to make?
I liked the entire thing, but...
I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you do drawings and writing and working on the plot, all of those things?
Well, we all made the story together, but she wrote... And he drew everything, and I helped in coloring and making the story.
That's challenging to collaborate like that. Were you all three of you together all the time, or did you have to work separately?
I know, we
just sat around the same desk.
Sat together and did everything one page at a time.
Was it ever hard to, did you sometimes make things colors that weren't expected, or were there sometimes things being written that were unexpected, or were you able to get along pretty well in terms of the direction you wanted to take?
I think for the most part we got along pretty well. There were a few mistakes in sometimes skin tone or color consistency, and sometimes we made a few mistakes when we were lettering, but overall I think it went pretty smoothly.
And would you say the same thing, Zoya? Or did you see anything you'd want to comment on?
No, just the same thing.
Yeah, I'm just curious how anybody... It's always difficult. I shouldn't say difficult, but collaborating brings certain challenges.
Yeah, there was a lot of difficulty, I think, in agreeing on what we wanted to put. There were a few minor arguments over where the plot should go or...
Names.
How the character should look, or what they should act, how they should act, what they should say. But I think for the most part we figured it out pretty quickly. Sometimes we'd compromise and include a little bit of both, and other times we'd take a popular vote.
It's good with an odd number to do that too. Now, how did you work heritage into the story? From what I've been told, there's aspects of Indian and Pakistani heritage woven in to the characters. Can you explain a bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, our father is from India and our mother is from Pakistan, and since we were children, they've imparted in us the importance of respecting and understanding our culture. And we were at the library one day, and our brother actually saw the flyer for the Teen Media Awards, as well as a class that was teaching people, children, how to make comic books, or at least get started on them. So our parents and we all saw this as an opportunity to not just create a comic book, which would be fun, but we could also create something different, something with our culture mixed in, as well as, you know, being from America. So that's different cultures. But as for the comics themselves, there's quite a few things in there, like the characters, the main brothers, Shahrukh, Salman, and Amir, they're all named after popular Bollywood actors, film actors, and the villain is called Iblis, which is the name of the devil in the Quran. So there's a little bit of all those cultures mixed in.
You must have felt an incredible amount of responsibility, because some of the people that are going to be picking up and reading the comic book perhaps have never learned anything about Indian or Pakistani culture. Did you think a lot about representation as you put the book together?
Yeah, there were quite a few aspects we wanted to get right. There was a lot of thinking about representation, both people from our culture, how they would perceive it, as well as people who had never heard the culture or were new to it. So there was a lot of... We weren't exactly worried, but there was a lot of work put into representation and making sure we had everything accurate, and our parents helped in that a lot. They gave us a lot of tips and ideas for what we could put in to make it more accurate.
And I want to be sure Zoya and Sophia that you get a chance to talk too. How did you address the heritage aspects? Were there things you wanted to be sure people understood or that were especially important to you to include?
Well, I think it was mostly the... So when we were growing up, we used to watch a lot of Bollywood movies, like on the weekend, because our father loves to watch them. So the three main characters were named after three of the biggest Bollywood stars. So
don't know.
So you chose those characters after the Bollywood stars, the names, and they're probably very popular names.
Yeah.
I bet. Sophia, what did you think as you wrote the book in terms of India or Pakistan and things you wanted to include about family history or traditions?
Well, we wrote some parts in Arabic or Urdu because we speak in Urdu at home and it's our mother's mother tongue. So we thought we'd include some parts in Arabic or Urdu.
So did you include them in both languages?
Yes.
Can you tell me a phrase or something you included and maybe a sentence or something somebody said that you included in both languages?
A phrase?
Well, I think there's a part where Amer is standing over his brother. I believe it was at the part where he's about to assassinate him, and he says in Urdu something like,
Allah mi amra maaf
kar da. Yeah. Yeah. Allah mi amra maaf kar da, which basically means God forgive me this.
God forgive me this. And can you say that again, Sophia?
In Urdu.
Allah mi amra maaf kar da.
It's not, even though I can't translate that, it kind of, there's feeling in what you said.
Yeah.
And it sounds like asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
How many pages is the book, and where can people get it?
Well, I think it's about 18 to 20 pages long. We submitted it to the
Teen Media Awards.
It should be on their website, but we can probably...
Well, I saw the cover. The cover was there.
Yeah.
And folks can write to us if they want to see a copy of it.
We can send you an email if...
I would love to see a PDF of it. It's,
of course,
really important to actually do this. Now, I heard you... mention, Safe, that this is going to be part of a series, you think? Will the characters go on and do other things?
Yeah, we're considering continuing this. It was a pretty fun project, and we figured we might as well continue outside of this art competition. So we're thinking of a few ideas, trying to figure out where we should take the characters. The book does end on a little bit of a cliffhanger, so we're thinking we're going to continue on from there. In terms of, you know, capturing the bad guy and doing stuff like that.
I hope you will continue to do it. Now, I want to turn to a completely different topic. Now, I'm curious, we know in Safe's case, he's been thinking about a career as a photographer, perhaps. Have you, Zoya, thought about what you might like to do? I know it's just 10th grade and you've got some time, but do you know what you might like to do after high school?
I think when I grow up, I would like to be a K-pop idol because I have a passion for dancing and singing, and that's something that seems fun to me.
Good to understand your passion. Do you have a backup if you end up not doing that?
No.
Yeah, well, I hope that works. Being at a school like PA Cyber gives you the flexibility to polish those skills, too. Sophia, what about you? Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Well, I'd also like to be a K-pop idol and an actress.
Both of those things? Well, that sounds good. Have you been in any plays yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you acted in any plays or movies yet?
Only in the ones we make at home.
That's got to be fun. It's good to have those creative activities.
Yeah.
Now, if you had one wish, a magic wand that would grant you one wish, just about anything. We already talked about what you might like to be, but is there anything you would wish for? I'm going to start with you, Seth.
Anything in the world?
Anything in the world.
Honestly, I just hope for, you know, the way the world's going on right now, I'd hope for there to be peace, hope for people to be happy, and for, I'd wish away conflicts, really.
That's a great wish. I'll bet, Sophia's, do you have a silly wish, or what's your wish? I saw you smiling, that's why I said that.
I think I'd want to have every single superpower in the universe.
There you go, including the one that'll get more and more wishes.
Yes.
What would yours be, Zoya?
I just wish for more wishes.
There you go.
There's not one single thing that I don't want.
The Kleenex box of wishes, they just keep coming out. Do the three of you have anything else you'd like to say?
We just wanted to thank our brother for getting us to sign up for this competition. And we just wanted to thank our parents for encouraging us to do this and for giving us the opportunity to apply our culture to this. We wouldn't be able to do most of this without their input and advice. And we'd just like to give them a thank you.
Well, thanks to all three of you for being here today. Saif, Zoya, and Sophia Farouk are all the authors of the comic book called Predicament of the Past. And it's a winner of a Teen Media Award for 2025 by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Hey, you! Hey, you don't go in there! Come out of there! Don't you know that house is haunted? I was an old deserted mansion in an old forgotten road where the better ghost goblins all hang out. Oh. One day they threw a party in a manor a la mode. They cordially invited all the gang out. Now on a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, 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 notorious wallflower became the life of the party. All the spooks were having their midnight fling. Merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches. Their feet made rhythmic thumps. They nearly dropped their broomsticks when they tried to do the bump. Whoa, now you never heard such unearthly laughter, such elaborate groans, when the skeleton in the closet rattles his bones. Their feet made rhythmic thumps. Now they nearly dropped their broomsticks when they tried to do the bump. Whoa, you never heard such unearthly laughter, such elaborate groans,
when the skeletons in the closet rattle his whoa. The skeletons in the closet rattle his blah. Now the skeleton in the closet rattle his bones, 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 bones. Watch out! I think the guy's still alive.
Saturday Light Brigade. Eddie Erickson just started with a song for the season featuring When the Skeleton in the Closet Rattled His Bones. And speaking of rattling, and as noted earlier, we have four magicians with us, three under the age of, well, under the age of 16. Is that about right? Oh, actually, yes, 16 or under, and one over that age, and they're going to join us in a minute. It's the beginning of Magician's Week, which actually starts today, National Magic Week, and runs through October 31st. It's all throughout the country, and you'll get a chance to learn more about that and how youth are discovering magic as well. That coming up.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
We want to thank you if you've been able to take a minute and leave a review of SLB at greatnonprofits.org. The 2 minutes or so that it will take for you to leave a review means the world to us and will help other supporters of SLB, major funders, including foundations and others, know that community radio matters to you, and also that programs we do to amplify voices of youth and other underheard voices matters to you as well. You can leave a review in just seconds, really, by going to greatnonprofits.org, search on SLB, and leave a review. You might have to create a password at the beginning or an account at the beginning to use the website. But it's a great nonprofit in and of itself, working to bring nonprofits and their work to the attention. It's a good site to browse through, greatnonprofits.org. Let's see who we have here now in the studio with us. We have some magicians. And Gabriel, I'm going to start with you, let you introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Gabriel. I'm 16 years old, and I do cyber schooling for North Hills. I'm in eighth grade. And I enjoy listening to K-pop music and making Harry Potter spells, like fan-made spells. And I have a job at Texas Roadhouse.
Excellent. And I see you've got quite the hat here today. That almost looks homemade. Where did that hat come from?
I got that in Salem. Massachusetts.
Ah, yeah. It's an official Salem. Are you allowed to say witch in Salem?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a witch's hat.
Or warlock.
Yeah, or warlock. Yeah. I guess warlocks wore pointy hats, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. It's purple, which I find attractive. Let's see. Next to you, we have Lizzie. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm in sixth grade. I'm 11. And I go to Churchers Valley in middle school. I forgot that I just moved up. But anyways.
That's okay.
I have a passion for doing magic. I joined this club thinking, oh, I want to learn magic. Let's do this. And now I've just made money doing it now recently, so yay. But it's really fun and I really appreciate doing it.
What got you interested in learning about magic?
How it works, the strategy behind it, how it all like comes together and makes this beautiful art piece of an illusion.
Now finally, we have Heath. Heath, how old are you?
9.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
What's the name of your school?
Westview Elementary.
Westview Elementary. And who is here with you today? Who brought you here?
My grandparents.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad they're here. What do you like about magic? Anything come to mind as something you enjoy when you watch other people do it or do it yourself?
The surprise.
Yeah, it is nice to be surprised. And then all the way on the other side of the studio here is Mike Makita, who has been involved as an actor here in the Pittsburgh community, as well as a magician for many, many years. And it must fill you with a lot of joy to see that there's a Society of American Magicians Youth Club that's been formed here.
Well, it does fill me with joy. Thank you, by the way, for just describing me as over 16. I'll take that. Because I certainly am. Yeah, I'm not only overjoyed to find there's an organization, I helped found it here in Pittsburgh. We just got our charter in July from the Society of American Magicians, which is a national society for, I think, 14 and up, but basically for adults who are magicians. And we did not have a youth group here in Pittsburgh, and I decided we needed one.
Yeah, I was looking, I think you've got the SAMs, the Society of American Magicians, and now you've got the SAMEs, the Society of American Magicians Youth Program. How old were you when you discovered magic?
Oh, I was probably in about the 3rd grade. I had a school teacher who had, she had boxes of books that she was giving away, but she let all of the students have one book each, and I happened to pick a book of magic tricks, and that was it. That I never looked back.
So you were about Heath's age. Now, I saw somebody had a deck of cards over there. Keith, is there something you do with that deck of cards? Or are those just there to hold on to? I thought maybe you were going to do a trick. Oh, do you do a trick, Lizzie?
I actually do have a trick.
Okay.
Heath, may I borrow that card deck, please?
Oh, Lizzie's got this stage presence going.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So they've got a deck of cards, all 52 of them. And do I need to look? Or is who? Do I need? I just want to be sure I'm where I should be.
Right there is fine.
Okay.
We're just going to need 16 cards for this trick.
16 out of the 52. Okay.
Yes, 16.
I have no idea what you're doing, Lizzie. This is exciting.
Lizzie is counting 16 cards. They're face up. I do notice something about them. I don't know if I should be noticing this or not.
Actually, I don't need the cards.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah. All you need is a piece of paper.
That might have been the trick. All you need is a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. And you need to write And in the form of a square, I need you to write columns going horizontally.
Okay.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12.
Oh, thank you.
And 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, let me clarify that for you. So you're making a 4x4 square. You're going to write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Everyone at home can do this too. And then the next row will be 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
And then 9, 10, 11, 12. And 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay, I can do that. So I'm going to go across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, isn't this good radio? 12,
yeah.
13, 14, 15, 16.
What to do next.
Like that. Kind of messy, but I did it.
Perfect.
Yeah,
now,
that'll work.
Now, what do I do next?
Pick a number from one of those columns.
And tell you,
and
or
circle
just
it.
Circle it.
Just circle it.
So I'm going to, okay, I've done that.
I hope people at home are trying this.
Yes.
And then you want to X out the columns horizontally and vertically.
Okay.
The ones that are corresponding with the number you circled.
Okay, the ones that
have
all the other numbers in the row that the number falls in and in the column that the number falls in. I've got that. So now what do I do? I did that.
Circle another one.
Circle is, but not one that has an X.
Yes.
Any other number. Okay, I've done that. And do I do the same thing with the rows and columns? Okay, so I've done that. So now what do I do?
Circle another one.
Another of the uncircled ones. Okay, I'm gonna do that one, and that means I cross out. I only had two to cross out that time.
Now only circle one once more. This is the only, this
yes.
is the last time.
And there's actually only one left.
So?
So I circled that.
You're going to end up with the number 34 when you add all of your numbers together. And people on the radio, you're going to end up with this number too, I believe.
I did, and
that's my prediction.
I already added them, and my numbers left were 2, 8, 10, and 31.
And if you got 34?
They add up to 34.
Yes, that is the secret. Every single number adds up. Just kidding.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Well, 34, so
every single number in the universe will always be this 34.
Will always lead to 34.
34.
So
34.
I can tell that Gabriel, tell me more about this trick. Do you know this trick?
Actually, I don't know this trick.
Okay.
I don't know this one.
But
it looks cool.
It does look cool, and probably you did it really well. I would be thinking, as a magician, I would say, all right, now that you've done all of this, let me see if I can determine what number it is. What number is on your paper? Think of that number really hard. Now that you've done it, think about the sum of those numbers. And I think it's 34, and it would seem like you got it out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I like how you explained it always is 34 because it's good. It's helping others to understand the beauty of magic and the beauty of mathematics, too. How did you learn that trick? Who taught that to you?
Look at him. Not me. This was all him. He taught me.
He did it. Well, it's a very good trick. I like it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mathematics plays a big part in a lot of magic. People don't realize that.
It does. My old friend Arthur Benjamin, who you may know, he is a mathematician, ended up getting a PhD in math. He's a professor at Harvey Mudd. Right now, he is doing a one-year residency at a magic museum, and I can't remember the name of it, but I think you would know it. But he's been dealing with the interplay between math and magic since probably he was Gabe's age, maybe even younger. It's been a long, long time. What kind of tricks do you like to do, Gabe?
I like doing like card tricks mainly.
Is there one you can show me since we have some cards? Or I don't want to put you on the spot. If you're just joining us, by the way, these are magicians from the Pittsburgh chapter of the Society of American Magicians Youth Program. You can learn more about them at magicsam.com. And if you do some clicking around, you'll find the Pittsburgh chapter.
Yeah, if I can clarify that, anyone interested anywhere in the country can go to Magic Sam, M-A-G-I-C-S-A-M, and there is a section called Find an Assembly. So if you're an adult looking for a magic group, there are groups all over the country, and you can find one local to you. And if there isn't one local, you could potentially form one. And then there's also a section there marked SAM Youth, and you can click on that. It'll show you how to join on a national level. And you can find groups. Pennsylvania actually has three of them. There's one in Somerset and one in the Philadelphia area also.
Okay, it looks like Gabriel. Do you prefer Gabe or Gabriel?
I like Gabe.
Okay,
that's what I go by at work.
That's okay. Gabe has a standard deck of 52 cards in front of him. Yeah. Should I mention the cards you've overturned?
Oh, yeah, we don't. Those are jokers. We don't need the jokers.
Oh, well, I see two.
A
king of hearts and a ten of hearts.
Yes.
Face up. So, what are you about to do?
So, this is called the Gemini Twins. So, I'm going to put some cards down, and then we're going to use these cards to mark it. I'm going to have you tell me when to stop.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Stop.
Hey, no more, no less?
No more, no less.
Okay. You were so... Okay. All right.
Okay, so
all right, then we'll do the same thing again. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, so just you put some of those on the bottom of the deck, and now you're... Yeah. Okay, it's 3, 4, 5.
You use the King of Hearts to mark the spot where
7,
you stopped.
8, 9. Stop. Stop now.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Queen of Hearts is now on top. I'm doing my best to keep track.
Gabriel's going to spread the cards, and he put those two face-up cards to mark the spot where you stopped.
I see.
Okay. So you stopped right there with the... He put the King of Hearts there.
The bookmarks are the first two cards that were face-up. The King of Hearts and the Ten of Hearts.
There we go.
Spaced with those that he counted out,
yes.
The 13 and the 9.
Right.
And now there are cards, I think, that were adjacent to... his placeholder cards.
Yes.
And this is called the Gemini Twins, and I'm wondering if these are gonna curious. The King of Hearts, the card
yeah.
next to it is
not King
the
of
King
Diamonds.
Of Diamonds, yeah. And the Ten of Hearts is matched with the Ten of Diamonds.
You told him where to stop.
Interesting. Yeah. That's
it's cool, right?
Yeah. These are two tricks that were just done. The one by Lizzie and the one Gabe just did didn't, I don't think, involve sleight of hand as much as they involved, I'll say, trickery or at least...
illusion?
Method, illusion, yeah, or methodology might be the best way to put it, is knowing that. What were you going to say, Lizzie?
The whole thing about magic isn't just the whole thing of sleight of hand and that stuff. The point of magic is to create an illusion that makes people go, whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's good. You'd be a good spokesperson for magic. Gabe, that was excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you and now, are you preparing something, Heath, or are you just starting a game of solitaire? Heath has a lot. I see you've got 3 stacks of cards in front of you. Do you have a trick that you were
yes.
thinking? Okay, tell me your trick. Heath is the youngest of our youth magicians. Heath, tell me what you're about to do.
I am going to do a trick.
Okay. And can you be more specific? You've got three stacks of three cards, I think. And what's going to happen?
You'll pick one of the stacks.
Should I do that now?
Yes.
I'll pick the stack in the middle.
Okay, he's showing you the card.
Okay.
There. The card at the bottom of that stack is the Six of Hearts.
Okay, the Six of Hearts.
Six of Hearts.
That was the bottom of the card. It's a standard deck of bicycle cards. Okay, and he placed those cards. The three piles are now one pile. And what's next?
Heath is going to spell out your card now. He's going to spell six with one card at a time.
S. I, X.
Throw the rest of the cards on top. Of.
Okay.
O, F.
Throw those on top.
Of. And then we're going to start from hearts. The top again, or? Yeah. Oh, hearts.
H, E, A, R, T, S. Throw the rest on top. Now, Heath. We want to find Larry's card, so spell Larry.
Oh, no. This can't work.
Yeah.
It'll work.
L-A-R-R-Y.
Turn that one over.
But what if my name had been another name? How did that one...
It's magic.
Of all the tricks done... they're all good. They were all very good. But that one's an interesting trick. I don't think I want to know the secret. Heath, you fooled me. Do you set up card tables in Market Square and do this with people for money? I could see you doing that.
Lizzie has done something similar.
Have you?
Yes, my dad works at conventions, so usually I travel with him. And one time I made $10, I think, doing magic.
Wow.
Yeah. And the people are just like, whoa, here's tips. So yay.
That's something.
And that's how I make my money.
I also performed at the Gemini Twins at work one time.
Oh, excellent. You mentioned you...
Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, you work at a restaurant. So what reaction do you get when you do that? I assume you do it for coworkers, not for...
Yeah, I do it for coworkers. I did it once with my coworker there, and she was like, what? How did you do that? I'm like, I can't tell you.
There you go. A way to impress people. Do any of you think you'd like to have a professional career in magic? Lizzie's hand went up right away. What about you, Heath? Do you think you'd like to be a magician? It's nice to do it for fun, too. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Maybe.
And what about you, Gabe?
I don't know. I don't think it would be my full career, but I think it would be like more of a side hustle.
And so, Lizzie, you see yourself like... making 10 spots all over the country, maybe eventually.
Yes, I have a dream of being an artist, and but I also really like being a magician, so I was thinking about what if I do both?
You could.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Someday Lizzie may fool Penn and Teller.
Yes, and I will. I'll do it.
So what do you two think of, or you two, you three think of Penn and Teller? Do you like their act?
Yes.
Yes. It's cool.
I watch Fool Us all the time. It's like one of my favorite shows.
And what do you like them, Heath?
Why, yes.
You do? Are there other magicians, either past or present, that you admire?
One of my favorites is Lucy Darling.
I don't know Lucy Darling, and I don't think of too many women magicians. What do you like about Lucy?
She uses a stage name and acts as a character. It's her stage character, and I really, it's like, she's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
well, she's an actress and a
basically,
magician.
Yeah, at the same time.
So she's a performer named Carissa Hendricks. Lucy Darling was a character she created that's sort of old school Hollywood. The big hair, the fancy gowns, and
very
the jewels
cool.
and such. And then as that character, she does magic.
Yep. And she actually fooled Penn and Teller, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. And Gabe, is there a magician you admire?
I like David Copperfield.
Yeah, he really took the world by storm. I like Houdini still. He looks a lot like Tony Curtis, but I like him.
Well, this is why we're celebrating National Magic Week. Actually, Houdini died on October 31st, 1926, because this will be 90 years. Next year will mark 100 years since his passing. Mm-hmm. Originally, the idea was to mark his passing with a National Magic Day. Since it fell on Halloween, it didn't get all that noticed, and it eventually expanded into a whole week where magicians try to get out a little more in public than we normally do and entertain for folks. So the kids will be out today in public doing some magic for people for free and to promote the club and maybe get a few new members to join us.
Wonderful. Will you all be in the same place
yes,
today?
Yes, we will. We'll be at Games Unlimited.
Excellent, in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah. Yes, and also, guess what?
What?
We're also selling some magic stuff.
What?
Yeah.
We are?
Okay. Well, that's good. Huh. Well, you can learn more.
Lucy will accept, or Lucy. Lizzie will accept tips.
Yes, tips. Like a good tip would be, can't mention that we're selling stuff on public radio.
I'm joking, by
but,
the way.
Oh, yes, it's okay. I'm excited that you're enthusiastic about magic. You've got a lot of beads on you, which proves like there's nothing up your sleeves or... I'm excited. Mike, what are your favorite, or if you have favorite types of tricks to do?
Oh, wow. So years ago, I've met so many great magicians, and many of them are very talented with cards and sleight of hand and such, so much so that it moved me away from doing that. I kind of prefer mentalism, which involves either mind reading or predicting the future, that sort of thing.
So predicting the 34.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. That's why I knew that one right away. By the way, the nine-card puzzle that Heath did came from, I just blanked on his name, but the famous mathematician actually developed that trick.
So. Not Corin, no. I can't, somebody will know the name of this person. That's a neat trick, though, and I imagine some of it has to do with the starting cards that you begin. Maybe not.
No. not at all.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to know the secret because it's nice not to know how tricks work because it's nice to be amazed.
Martin Gardner.
Yes. I knew the G.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I used to have one or two of his books.
Oh,
I
yeah.
All
he's,
about
he's written quite a few. But yeah, that's actually referred to now in magic circles as the nine-card trick by Martin Gardner. It doesn't have any other name than that.
Well, it's wonderful to have all of you here. Did you want to say anything else? Go ahead.
To any of my friends from work listening right now, thank you so much for listening to me. I have a nervous wreck right now, so please apologize.
You sound great.
Okay.
You sound great. And Lizzie?
To my grandma, I love you so much, and I know you're listening to this radio because I asked you to.
Very good.
And you said that I had nothing up my sleeves.
Yes.
Turns out I do.
You've got cards. Look at
that.
That's
funny.
I have something up my sleeves, too.
What?
Two arms.
Yeah.
Any parting words, Heath? No? He's hidden his words. Heath, thank you for being with us. And you amazed me. You all did, actually. Mike, thank you very much. And I hope that you will stop by MagicSam.com. Look for an assembly. That's not like a school assembly. It's an assembly of magicians that you can find, a group, whether it be adults or youth, whether you're curious about learning or an old hand and would like to get involved again, MagicSam.com. Light Brigade, I wish you could see the smiles on our magicians' faces. They did a fantastic job. Thank you for being here, listening along with us. We always appreciate your company.